Now, our children's verse is verse 7 of Jeremiah chapter 8, and we're all going to read it this morning because some of you grown-ups get a bit lazy on it and may not even turn it up when the boys and girls are so busy. So if you turn to Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 7, we'll read the whole verse together. And we begin with the word yea, which of course is the word yes. And then we're going to read about the stork, and then about other birds. But I'm only going to talk about the stork this morning. And we'll find the stork, of course, at the beginning of the 7th verse. So Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 7, beginning with the word yea and ending with the word Lord. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Well, I don't know if you all read that, but some of you had a good attempt at it. I want to show you one of my famous drawings. I seem to be doing an awful lot of drawings these days. And I hope you people are way up at the back there. Gallery is very full this morning. I hope you people up at the back there can see it. Now, see if I can see it myself first. That would be a good idea. Well, if I can see it, I suppose you can. Now, I've made this nice little sketch for you. Give your brains a little jerk this morning. We have the continent of Europe up here, if you can imagine it. And we have the continent of, or the land of South Africa on the African continent down here. So these are two crosses. One marks Europe, that one, and the other marks South Africa. And then we have two circles of arrows, if I could hold this a bit steadier. One circle goes out this way, away out towards the west, and comes back into this cross, and another goes away out to the east and comes back into the same cross. And then I've marked two distances, both the same. This journey here is 7,000 miles, and this journey here is also 7,000 miles. Anyone guess what these two circles mean with all the arrows on them? Some of you looking very dumbfounded about it. Anyone have a guess? Now, I've got the advantage, I know what they are, but any boy or girl going to guess for me what they might be? Any clever boy or girl going to have a go? Now, don't look astonished. I mean, if you're wrong, I'll just tell you, you're wrong. Nothing wrong with that. I was told that very often by my teacher at school. You're wrong, and I've survived. Come on, anyone going to have a guess at what these circles might be? Right, there's some. Right, anybody going to have a guess here? Did I see a hand going up? No? There you are. You're going to have a guess. Go ahead. What did she say? Birds flying. You're right. She's got it. That's the distance the storks fly. You see, the storks spend the summer in Europe, in places like Germany, and they build great big nests, I'm told, as big as a dining room table. Don't know what size your dining room table is. But the storks build these great big nests, as big as a table, and sometimes as high as a man. And then, after they have reared their young and fed them, and I believe they feed them on lovely things like frogs and lizards and worms, and all the things we'd like to have for our lunch, when they've fed them, then they start to fly. Now, here's the wonderful thing about the storks flying, these great, big, ungainly birds. The first birds to fly are not the mums and dads, you would think that would be right, but they are not the first birds to fly. The first birds to fly are actually the new ones, the new storks. They start to fly. And they're all making for a one, well, not the one spot, but they're making for the one country. So some of them fly away in this direction. Now, if you know your map of Europe, you'll know they're flying away over the Rock of Gibraltar, and they're flying away over North Africa, and then they're coming down through the Nile and the Nile Valley, and then at last they come here to South Africa. Now, no one has shown them the way. No one has taught them how to fly that journey. They've never been on that journey before. They're just baby storks or young storks, and yet they set off. And they fly away to the west, and they fly 7,000 miles down here, and they arrive in this country. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Well, there's another bunch of storks, and we don't know why they do this, but they go in the opposite direction. they start to fly east, and they go away over Turkey, and they go over Israel, and they go down by the Sinai Desert, and then they come into East Africa, and they fly this great big circle, and they arrive at the same place, and no one ever taught them how to go. And it's because they fly in this direction that Jeremiah knew about the storks. You see, he lived in Israel, and he looked up, and one day he saw in the sky all these storks flying overhead. Some of them would stop to feed, then after feeding for a wee while, up they would get again, and on they would continue in this journey of 7,000 miles. Jeremiah went home and he thought about it. He said, isn't that amazing? Are these storks amazing? Now, he didn't know all that we know. He didn't know that some went away out west and some went away out east. But he did know that they started off a long way away and they flew over his country, and eventually they were going somewhere. And he saw them every year. He saw them every year. And he saw them at the same time every year. And he began to think about it. He said, isn't that wonderful how these young storks can fly every year and arrive at the same destination? And it is a wonderful thing, marvelous thing. Some going west 7,000 miles, some going east 7,000 miles, and all arriving here. And then he thought, I wish people would be like that. I wish people would be as wise as storks. There are the storks which seem to know every year where to fly to and when to fly, and they get to their destination. And yet the people I live among, the people of my nation, God has spoken to them over and over again. God has guided them with his word. God has told them what to do. And he says, my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. They don't know where they're going. They don't know how to get there. They don't know to be as wise as these storks. And Jeremiah was very sad about that. And I think, you know, boys and girls, if Jeremiah was to come back today, he'd still be sad. He'd see people living through their lives without any notion of getting to heaven, without even believing there is a heaven, and just wandering about doing what they like. And he would look at the people of today in Lisburn and in Britain, and he would say, how sad. The stork knows her appointed times, but these people don't know the ways of God. You know, it's so important, boys and girls and men and women, that as we go through life, we know where we're going. And we follow the guidance of Scripture and let God guide us as to where we're going. You see, you could ask men and women today, where are you going? And they wouldn't know what you were talking about. They say, what do you mean, where am I going? Where am I going tomorrow? Or do you mean, am I going to the seaside for my holidays? They would never guess that we're asking them, do you know whether you're going to heaven or do you know whether you're going to hell? And yet it's so important that we know where we're going this morning and that we hear what God has to say through his word. And that's why we come here every Sunday. And that's why we have a Sunday school, and that's why we have a Bible class. And that's why the pastor preaches from the pulpit, so that we might know where we're going. The storks seem to know. We don't know how they know. Scientists have tried to find out. But isn't it a wonderful thing that these storks can fly all that distance and take all these different routes, and yet eventually they arrive safely at their destination? Something even more wonderful. If we trust the Savior here on earth, God will take us one day to a better place and a further destination. He'll take us at last to heaven.